Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, November the 22nd, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first nine of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. You will find the Donation tab on the Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. Please click on it and follow the instructions. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So let's have a look at today's show. Well, the first item is entitled Background to Ukraine. The US State Department is at war with the White House. States allies in the Democratic Majority Congress want to help overthrow the occupant of the White House because he's interfering in the government's foreign policy. Well, I've got news for these people. The government's foreign policy is the purview of the president, so that won't get them very far. Next, I have a quick impeachment comment, which basically is the fact that what we're seeing is a misuse of the impeachment power, but that will come out in the wash in due course anyway. Well, the next piece is about the OPCW scandal, OPCW standing for the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, and how they falsely tried to accuse the Syrian government of using chemical weapons against its people. Quite a long piece, but quite well justified, in my opinion. Well, last week I talked about why we should get rid of the Federal Reserve. Today I'm going to talk about why we do not actually need a central bank. Some interesting information for you on that score. Then I'm going to talk about the main piece of the day, which is America's relationship with China, which has been put to a death march through the signing of the Senate Hong Kong bill, and it, in my way of seeing things, it assures us of war. But it's to say that it's serious is an understatement, but then what can you do about it anyway? It's really very grim. Then I will talk about the most belligerent country in the world, and I will leave you to guess which one that is and which the second most belligerent country in the world is as well. You get that thrown in as a bonus. And then comes the weekly bad news Boeing bulletin. We've won one every week. This week is no exception. Okay, and then finally, I have some good news for those of you who are flying in planes. So enjoy the show, ladies and gentlemen. And as I say, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email you 3 free shows. So you can sample the content of information that I provide in the twice-weekly broadcast. All you have to do is just to send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows and I'll take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So please do feel free to select any of the 3 shows out of the Podbean archive. But if you have no preference, then I strongly recommend taking the latest 3 shows because they will give you an idea of how I deal with every day, the day-to-day goings-on, like the impeachment question. And so while that's all fresh in your mind, you'll have an idea of whether you enjoy listening to what I have to say or not. So, with that, ladies and gentlemen, let me give you my contact information to finish with, starting with my email address, which is rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, that's also included at the top of my Podbean page, so if you don't write it down, you will find it there. Again, that's RWL, my initials, Martin, and 1. RWLMartin1@aol.com. I have a Facebook and a Twitter page, and I'm sure many of you will have read those and hopefully enjoyed them. My Facebook page gives you information which is too short for the major show, but stuff I think you should know about anyway. And the address there is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. Now that's all one word, lowercase, no spaces, no punctuation. Okay? Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And the Twitter address is for the one-liners, the throw-offs, to be found at www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. RM, again, my initials, RM Wake Up Call. One word, lowercase, no spaces, RM Wake Up Call. All right, well, with that, ladies and gentlemen, this is Richard Martin here at the Wake Up Call, wishing you a wonderful weekend. I will be back at you on Monday. So until then, take care. Bye-bye.